Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. Today is episode 48, my complete kitchen refresh, part 3. Hi, guys. I am recording this just as I'm getting ready to head off for a weekend getaway with friends from college. And I cannot emphasize enough just how excited I am, how this is giving me life. I have been looking forward to this for months. This is a group of friends that I have had since college, and it's a big group. There's like over 10 of us, closer to 14 or 15. And we do this trip every single year. And I have been graduated from college for about 15 years. And so we're really consistent with it. And it just is like, it just makes me so happy. So I don't know if you do anything similar or you have a group of friends from high school or from some chapter of life, but I think friendship is so important. And I can barely think about anything else because I'm so excited to see these girls. But I do want to pop in, give you a couple of ideas for meal planning this week. I had to kind of bump up my regularly weekly schedule to get some meal planning done, a grocery order done before I left, just so when I come back, I don't feel so behind. So it's perfect timing for me to chat about a couple of recipe ideas because I've already ordered all of my groceries. And tell you guys about a couple things I'm looking forward to. The last half of the podcast, we're going to get into part 3 of my complete kitchen refresh, where I've been sharing all week about the spaces in my kitchen that have to do with baking and appliances. So we've already done everyday eating, things like dishes and silverware. Last week is all about cooking, so things like cookware and knives, and then this week has been baking and appliances. We've got one more week after this, but I'm excited to get into it. Before we do that, let's talk about 3 simple recipe ideas you could throw on your meal plan this week. First up, 5-ingredient veggie frittata. Now, when it comes to recipe titles, I understand that this might not be the recipe that really lights your fire, but I am telling you, this is one of my favorite recipe club recipes of all time. I don't know if I'm just going through a phase, but this recipe is so freaking delicious. In fact, I'm going to meet with my friends and I'm making this while I'm there because I just can't help myself from telling everybody how much I like it. It is a Trader Joe's friendly recipe, but you certainly could make this recipe if you didn't have access to a Trader Joe's. The 5 ingredients are eggs, obviously, some grape tomatoes, some spinach, this cubed pancetta I like, and shredded cheddar. Now, I like using the unexpected cheddar from Trader Joe's. To me, it is the most delicious white cheddar out there next to Beecher's. I really like Beecher's as well. But those 5 ingredients in a skillet baked in the oven, next level. Especially when you serve it over like a little arugula salad with maybe like a mustard vinaigrette and some shaved Parmesan. Like just salivating thinking about it. I also love this because it works for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. My kids are all of a sudden really into frittatas. A frittata is great. What's so good about learning how to make a frittata is it's the perfect clean out your fridge meal. You can put anything in it. So once you get the basic mechanics down of how many eggs go in, how much meat and cheese and veggies you should add, the sky's the limit with a frittata. So think about a frittata this week. Maybe you do a classier take on breakfast for dinner. Maybe instead of doing like waffles or French toast, you do a frittata. And hopefully your family loves it as much as mine. Okay, the second recipe, this is one that my husband Robbie's going to be doing while I'm out of town, these chicken skillet enchiladas. Man, this is the easiest enchilada ever. It's kind of like a dump into a skillet and serve type of dish. You actually throw tortilla chips in it, but it is so yummy. Most of the ingredients always live in my pantry, and so it's one of those that I can keep things on hand for. And then finally, when I get back, I just plan to do a slow cooker meal, these shredded pork pitas. Huge hit for my family. What's great is it makes a ton of pork, and so we can use that pork in other recipes, even if it's taking that pork and tossing it with some barbecue sauce and doing that on Hawaiian rolls with pickles or pickled onions and cabbage. That is something I do sometimes, or we'll make bowls a lot of times. So we may have the pitas one night and then we may toss it into like a burrito bowl the next night. So that's just always a good recipe for me to have on hand when I get back, because I know that I'm going to get some good mileage out of that recipe. All right, there are your recipes for the week. You can find all of them in Recipe Club individually or on our meal planning document, which has nice, easy, printable shopping lists. So if you've been thinking about checking out Recipe Club, we've only got one more week left where we are running our free month during April. If you sign up anytime within the next week, you will be able to access Recipe Club free for the first 30 days. And then we have monthly or annual options, but it really is such a great tool for getting weeknight dinner on the table. Just a few bucks a month, and really provides you with a system to make this daily task that isn't going anywhere feel a bit more manageable. All right, guys, let's jump into the back half of the podcast and discuss part three of my complete kitchen refresh, baking and small appliances. I have had a blast taking you through an in-depth tour of my kitchen this month, where I'm opening every single cupboard, cabinet, and drawer to really show you those things that I use, I swear by, and that make my life easier in the kitchen. You've seen me organize each space, and I just really have enjoyed it. We're going to wrap up this week with all of those baking and small appliance items that I love. So I've been sharing daily reels on Instagram where you can go through and check out a quick video tour of each of those spaces. And then I'm sharing all of the links in Recipe Club. That's why we made Recipe Club free this month, because we wanted everybody to be able to get in there and take a look at those things. So whether you're setting up a new kitchen or you're doing a wedding registry or maybe just some good old-fashioned spring cleaning, hopefully this guide through my kitchen has been helpful. Okay, so let's talk about a couple of highlights from this week. So I shared a baking supply cabinet. So this is where I keep my flour, my sugar, cocoa powder, all of those things, and a couple of key items in here. First of all, I like having these really big, like kind of oversized glass canisters for my flour and sugar. And I'm the first one to admit that I do not bake a ton. I bake enough, right? But I'm not doing more than a batch or two of cookies in a month, a cake here and there, some brownies. But even then, having these oversized canisters of flour and sugar is so great. They have a nice big wide mouth, so it's easy to get measuring cups in there, and I really like having those. Now, for my other baking items, things like powdered sugar, cocoa powder, chocolate chips, light brown sugar, those, I really like this set from PrepWorks, and it's really innovatively designed. Like the brown sugar container has a little terracotta disc on top so that it prevents your brown sugar from getting hard. The powdered sugar has like a little duster attached to it so that if you want to do a dusting of powdered sugar over something, then you can do that. Anyways, I really like that set. Now, when it comes to things like baking soda, baking powder, some cornstarch, I like having a small acrylic container that I can just kind of quickly pull out to pull all of those things down at once. and that's something I rely on. I've also got a great turntable that's stacked where I keep all of my candles and my sprinkles. It's tucked up very high because my girls would have sprinkles on everything if I would let them. And that's kind of what lives in my baking cabinet. Now, I shared some labels throughout the past 2 weeks that I just got on Amazon. They're like nice modern label, and the set that I ordered also comes with baking items. So if you watch my reels, you'll see that I have labels for the flour and the sugar, and they look really nice and uniform. All right, measure drawer. A whole drawer dedicated to measuring. So both liquid and dry measuring. We talk a little bit about the difference between a liquid and dry measuring cup on Instagram this week. I show you that I still have, even after doing my refresh, three different types of liquid measuring cups. I have the OXO angled measuring cup, the classic Pyrex glass measuring cup, and the OXO silicone kind of squeeze and pour measuring cups. I like them. I'm still like in this place of kind of testing out them all. And because I do so much cooking, it isn't unrealistic for me to use all of those, but I have all of them and I'm using them. When it comes to measuring cups, like dry measuring cups for things like flour and sugar, I've had a set of all clad measuring cups that I got when I got married 15 years ago that are still in perfect condition. They are great. They are like a more initial upfront investment, but let me tell you, they literally will last forever. Then when it comes to measuring spoons, I have this magnetic set. You've probably heard me talk about it before because I think it's brilliant, genius, love them. But not only are they magnetic, so they stick together, but they have two ends. They have a more narrow end and a wider end. So depending on the spice jar that you are going in and out of, same measurement, just different shape. So I really love those. Then we've got a mixing drawer where I share my mixing bowls. I did a big edit on my mixing bowls because I had one too many mixing bowls and really narrowed it down to like a nested set of glass mixing bowls. Also have had those forever. They're so great. Everything from meal prep to serving items in them. And then a newer to me set of bamboo mixing bowls. And what I like about these is they're super lightweight. They're beautiful colors. And they also nest as well, and I just love them. Everything from like my kids making popcorn in these bowls to mixing together cookie dough. They're really great. Then baking dishes. So here I go through everything I need to make a cake, a pan of brownies, a pie. So I go through all of those rectangular baking dishes, square baking dishes. I like having both a glass and a ceramic pie plate. My favorite rolling pin is a marble rolling pin that stays really cold. And finally, some nonstick bakeware. Now, this is the bakeware that kind of has that gold finish on it. And I've got a muffin tin, like a brownie pan, and then a loaf pan. And I do really like the nonstick variety. I just find that they clean up so much easier, and I like how they look. Okay, next, small appliances. So these things that have an on and off button. And there's a couple that I use a lot and a few that I don't use as often, but they all live in one cabinet. So the ones I'm using the most are my rice cooker that I use for rice and grains, my waffle iron. We do a lot of breakfast for dinner these days, and so I've got a Belgian waffle iron and then one of those small ones that is on every end cap in every Target in America. I did, when I moved though, I finally just kept one. I just kept the heart-shaped one and I donated all the others because I had about six at this point. Then my slow cooker, you guys know I'm using that for all of the one pot meals we do. And then I've got my blender, my Vitamix. I got, just after I got married, it's still in perfect condition. It's fantastic. And then, another thing I use at least once a week, if not multiple times a week, is an all-in-one immersion blender. So this is from Breville and it's an immersion blender, great for like blending soups to get them nice and smooth, but it also has an attachment for a small food processor, like if I were to make pestos and salsas and things like that. And also a whisk attachment for whipping cream and other items. It's so great. I really, really love it. It kind of replaced my hand mixer, which I love for so many years, but I just use this now. And then two other items in this cabinet are an electric kettle for, you know, tea and hot drinks, or just need when I need boiling water or something like that, and an electric juicer. Since moving to California, we have access to so much more citrus, and this has been great for that. Little orange juice, little lemonade. So there you have it. All right. Finally, the last category, oddly shaped and big. That's what I call this category. It's more appliances, but they are these ones that are like kind of hard to store, like your KitchenAid, which is heavy. It's kind of an odd shape. An air fryer, same thing, heavy. Kind of, well, it's not typically heavy, but it's just a weird shape. Things like an ice cream maker and a larger food processor, and then like on oddly shaped, I've got this griddle, which is great, but it's long and narrow. And then I have an extra burner that I use for a lot of my recipe club videos. Neither of those are very tall, but they're narrow and they're long. So those are the items that I still use regularly enough that I don't want to stick them away in, the garage, so I'm never going to see them, or like in a cabinet above my refrigerator that I'm never really going to access. These are still very, very accessible. And so I love having those close by as well. And that's kind of what makes up my baking and my appliances. Next week, we're going to move on from baking and appliances into storage and cleaning. And that may not sound very exciting to you, but boy, is it exciting to me. I feel so passionately about some of these things. Food storage containers, how I store my leftovers and meal prepped ingredients, plastic baggie storage. I have one product in particular that went viral last year, and I think it's all it's cracked up to be. I freaking love it. Doing dishes, my favorite dish soap and dish brushes and things like that. Under the sink, I know some of you probably have an under the sink space that looks a little scary. I'm going to show you what mine looks like and recommendations that I have for that. And then just general cleaning. My favorite broom, my favorite vacuum, favorite thing to clean windows with, multi-purpose cleaner, stuff like that. All of the links are going to be shared in Recipe Club. Once again, one more reason to sign up for that free month. And on Instagram, I'm answering all your questions that have to do with these spaces. So don't hesitate sending me a DM or responding to one of our reels and asking me there. And remember to focus on the idea that if you're wanting to do some sort of refresh of your own, really only focusing on one space at a time. It's completely unrealistic to think that you're going to tackle your whole kitchen at once. So maybe this weekend you're going to tackle the your knife situation, your cutlery situation. You're going to evaluate your knives. Get rid of what you're not using, maybe sharpen those knives that you do have, think about how you're storing them, and just clean up one drawer or one area. It makes all the difference in the world, especially as we move into crazy May, which is just around the corner and things are going to feel extra crazy. Having one or two spots in your kitchen that just feel organized and in control will be so wonderful. All right, guys, thank you so much for being here. And until next week, I'm Kelsey. Happy cooking.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.